Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Ready, Set, Go-to-Market podcast. My name's Holly Watson, and I'm a Senior Product Marketing Manager at AWS. In today's episode, we'll be tackling the product manager, or PM, to PMM relationship, and how this relationship can make or break the success of a go-to-market plan. To discuss this topic with me, I'm delighted to be joined by Shireen Shaheen. Shireen is a leading product marketer with 9 years of experience in bringing products to market at large enterprise companies like Constant Contact and Brightcove. Now, she runs her own product marketing consulting firm. Welcome, Shireen. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Holly. It's so great to be here.
So to get us started, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So you covered a great introduction. So thank you for that. So I've been in product marketing about 9 years now. I started my product marketing endeavor or career at Constant Contact, and that was 2012. And I actually started in a product role first. So I was on the product side, more of a research role, where we did competitive market and customer research. And I actually worked really closely with product managers in that role. And that was my first role after grad school. And then as we were working on a new product, a completely new concept for Constant Contact, I started to interface with product marketing, and that's how I got into product marketing. So since then, I've been in product marketing at a couple different companies. You mentioned Constant Contact, as well as Brightcove, which was the last company that I was with. And then for a variety of reasons, which we could probably do a whole other podcast on, I decided to start my own business in product marketing still, but focused on working with a variety of clients to help them build some of their more foundational product marketing initiatives. So positioning work, messaging, sales enablement, launch processes and frameworks. These are the types of things that I'm now working with clients on in the almost 2 years that I've been doing that.
Wow, that's fantastic. A very cool journey as moving from that research side, which is super integral to the product marketing role, even today, from the lens of the PM, and then now, of course, seeing a lot of different scenarios as you're working with your handful of different clients. That's great.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see, when I first started my consulting work, I had an assumption that I would be working with smaller, earlier stage startups, which is still the case. However, that's actually grown. And it's really been interesting to see the market for product marketing, even in a consulting form, is really even up to, 200, 250 employee companies. Many of them still do not have product marketing in place. So seeing that and the variety of work that comes with that has been really interesting. One of which I know the topic is today, is working with product managers.
That's great. And that actually takes us to our first question. The PM to PMM relationship as related to launches, that can be kind of interpreted very differently from company to company. So how would you define these roles and what makes them different?
Yeah. So I thought about this question a little bit, and I thought about it as it related more specifically to launches. And the way I defined it was, a product manager, the product management team, defines the what for launch. What is the feature? What is the actual product? Then there's some overlap. I believe the product marketing manager and product manager together do a little bit of the why. There's a little bit of overlap there with what pain points are we solving for, what's going on in the market, competitive research. That overlaps sometimes between the two groups. Then I felt the product marketer defines the how for launching. So there's if you think of a Venn diagram, there's PM defining the what, there's an overlap for the why, and then the product marketer is really how are we going to launch. But ultimately, we as product marketers really need a lot of the initial information around the product or feature to come from the product manager. That's the information that we really use to best determine, what size of a launch is this? How does this align with company goals? What are the personas? And ultimately, that all drives what our launch plans are going to look like.
That's fantastic. I love the visual. It's something that I can even just see in my head right now. And I want to be writing this down and sharing this with some of my product manager counterparts.
Yeah, the visual just came to my head, which I'm glad it did. But Yeah, I was thinking last night, I was like, there's the what, there's the why, and there's the how, and there's definitely a plan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not so clearly defined all the time. I think we all know that. It's, there's a lot of collaboration, but there are some areas that we each own more of.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually interesting, because that overlap of owning and sharing the why can be again, just very important to make sure that you're aligned. So in terms of that, how can a product marketer actually really establish and foster trust and collaboration with his or her product manager?
Yeah, I love this question. So I actually believe, and we might talk about this a little bit later, but I believe one of the most important parts of being a successful product marketer is the relationships you build. Mm-hmm. And that's not just with product managers. We'll talk about that, but I think that's really very cross-functional. So as far as product managers go, I do believe in order to establish trust, it comes back to that relationship. That relationship needs to start very early. And by early, I mean, whether you're new to the company or the product manager's new, you start meeting as a product marketer, you start having very regular syncs with the product manager. We don't want to start to build that relationship right before launch. Oh, we hear that a feature is coming. Oh, let me start doing regular conversations. I believe there's a lot of value that can be added earlier. You know, product marketers can start to share a lot of information with product managers around just general market research, you know, competitive research that's happening. What's going on the other side of the business from a marketing perspective? Sharing this information and sharing it very regularly in these regular meetings, as tactical as that sounds, I mean, weekly meetings, I would suggest, I think really brings around that trust and collaboration, because both parties see that they're gaining value from each other. So I've always done that in all the companies I've been in. And even now as a consultant, is setting up regular check-ins with one of my clients right now. I have a weekly check-in with the product manager. And we just do that to see, you know, how things are going from a launch perspective. What am I working on? What is he working on? And that's really what builds that relationship, which ultimately builds trust.
Yeah, that's so important to put the time in necessary to actually foster those good relationships. I'm also glad that you mentioned, you know, the other side of the business. In our next episode of this podcast or this series, we actually talk about building out those relationships with individuals in both sales and marketing. So you're so right in saying that relationship with your product manager is key. Those other relationships and bringing in that insight and that knowledge that's happening across the business is also going to, you know, foster that strong partnership and strong relationship.
Yeah, it is. I like that you mentioned time. I think it does take time. It definitely takes time and effort to build, and I'll say the word, authentic relationships. I think that's really important. It's not just, superficial jump on the, I know now the world's different and it's hard to build more authentic relationships online. I completely understand that, but still it takes time. It takes effort, but that time and effort goes a long way. Mm-hmm. And I really believe if I had to say what is the one thing, which I'm not sure if we'll talk about, but to make a product marketer successful, I really believe it's the relationships you have internally, cross-functionally. That makes or breaks everything you work on.
Mm. Well, that actually might lead us into the next question, because we want to talk a little bit about the skill sets that a product marketer should, you know, work on, gain, learn, to essentially strengthen that relationship with a product manager.
Yeah. There's so many, and there's a lot of psychology, I would say, involved in this part. So, you know, the word that came to me was social intelligence. So really being able to understand another person, there's some empathy there. You know, it sounds like they're all very psychology terms, but I do have a psychology background, so I think about these. But I think really being able to understand what influences the product manager, and really understanding that, learning about their goals, learning about why they're there, all helps in really strengthening the relationship. And, you know, people say soft skills, I said social intelligence, but it comes back to building those really authentic relationships. That could mean that you're not talking about work all the time. That could be you're jumping on a call and you're just catching up, a 10-minute check-in, say, hey, I just want to, you know, build a relationship with you. There's nothing wrong with just saying that, I think. And, you know, maybe we can both kind of talk about the top things that we're working on. So I think as it relates to strengthening a partnership, I think that's really key. I would say another one, which is really key for a product marketer in general, but even as it relates to product management, because you want to provide value back to the product manager, how you kind of organize, synthesize all the information that you're working on and be able to present it. So it comes to communication skills, both verbal, written, but you're presenting back to a product management team. And yeah, we do that with sales too. We do that with marketing as well. But really important with the product manager is how are you organizing and collecting everything you're working on so you can give something back of value to the product manager. So I would say another skill is just how you organize information and how do you present that back? So that would be the second one that I would say. And there's so much that goes into social intelligence. I mean, active listening and really being, you know, really being curious about their work. I mean, there's a lot around that, but that's where I think the skills really need to be, which isn't easy to interview for, but you can probably get a sense as you interview.
Hmm. I like the two things that you mentioned there in terms of, well, one, the social intelligence that really hits the nail on the head in terms of being aware of that relationship, being aware of the goals and objectives that product manager might have. But you also mentioned in terms of, you know, jumping on the call for 10 minutes and just checking in and that trust exercise. Those two are definitely are standing out to me as skills that to your point, you know, maybe can't necessarily be immediately taught from, you know, hard skills type thing. But the more you're interacting, the more you're having those conversations and being curious to your point as well, I think naturally allows a product marketer to step into those roles or to refine that skill set.
Yeah, I think being really genuine is key for all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we as product marketers have so much that we focus on that, you know, we're all over the place. And that's, I think we all know that in product marketing. But that's why it's even more important to feel like we don't have time to do some of these things. But I think that's what makes us more successful is to take the time to do some of these and be genuine about it. And, you know, product manager as well. I mean, if I was switching roles here, I would answer the same thing. If this was a product manager podcast, I would say the same thing that they would ideally be doing as well. So you're building a two-way kind of very open communication together.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that vein, how do you approach establishing the roles and responsibilities between a PM and a PMM? We kind of talked about a little bit of an overlap in that Y Venn diagram, but what expectations do you set as a product marketer with your PM counterpart? And when are you actually establishing this kind of, you know, I don't want to call it rules of the road, but engagement tactics?
Yeah. So two things that came to mind first for this is, one, whenever, and I've heard this question so many times is, what does a product manager own? What does the product marketer own? Mm-hmm. My first reaction to that is it can be very dependent on the company. So what I always would advise is not to assume based on a last role you had or the last company you were in, what your next role will look like as it relates to the roles and responsibilities with product manager. So I think just having an open mindset that it's going to depend a little bit on the company. The second I would say as like a rule of thumb is I don't believe these stay the same throughout your journey at an organization. Even in that same organization, the product manager might change, very likely they will. The leadership may change, that may impact the roles and responsibilities. So even the areas, you know, I said earlier, PM is the what, the PM and the PMM and PM are the why, all of that. I would say generally that's true. But there are things such as I've always heard, you know, where does pricing fall? Does product manager own pricing? Does mm-hmm. the product marketing manager own pricing? Does finance own pricing? I mean, it's all over the place. So that's just an example. So those are kind of my rules of thumb for in general around roles and responsibilities between the two groups. And then you also asked, you know, when would you set this? I mean, earlier the better. Again, early is all relative to, are you new to the company? Are they new to the company? Is this relationship new in that you're now working with a new product manager, perhaps at the same organization? I think just having an open conversation, like, hey, this is what I'm owning thus far. You know, what are some areas that you own and where are we collaborating and where do we want to collaborate? I think one thing I've heard often from product marketers, and I'm not sure if this is across the board and in product marketing, this sentiment that, oh, you know, product managers are, they're owning all these things and we should be owning those. And, you know, why are they? And there's a little bit of that competitiveness. I don't know if you've experienced that. And, you know, why have that? I mean, why can't we work together on some things? Why does one of us have to fully own something? And why does one of us have to fully own another? I do believe there's a bit of a race, and ultimately somebody has to make a decision about something, but you know what I mean? I don't see it as so black and white.
No, I think that's a really keen insight is one from organization to organization, that relationship can be very different. So as a product marketer, being flexible in that environment, and even back to kind of our theme as we're going through these questions, being curious and being open to a little bit of, you know, establishing the relationship and knowing that it's going to take time. Some of the questions that you posed of, you know, what's our working cadence? How can we best collaborate? I even like asking the question to my product manager counterparts, what are some of your key goals and objectives? What are you being held accountable for?
That's a great question.
And that really helps foster this collaboration, this team mindset in saying, hey, I want to help you reach those goals. My approach might be a little bit different, or you know what, I might actually be able to bring that one to many marketing skill set to solving one of your key objectives.
I love that you mentioned that. And you know, I think we all tend to forget, myself included, is ultimately, what do we really want in an organization? We want to serve our customer in the best possible way. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. Make sure our customers are the happiest they can be with our product. All of us in product marketing are working towards that. All of us in product, in sales, we're just all coming together. So that's the biggest goal. I mean, yes, there's acquisition goals, there's revenue goals. I get all of that. But that's the ultimate goal without that company. So I like that you said, just starting off with that, like we're here for the same mission. And what are you doing to kind of help with that? Where can we work together to help with that? And where am I going to own to help with that? I really like that you asked that.
So in terms of launches, and as we are going through thinking about those roles and responsibilities, how to engage with your product manager, you know, looking back and pulling back from it all, why is this relationship so crucial to launch?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that the entire foundation of a product launch really comes from the product team. And what I mean by that is some of it that I said earlier, you know, we can get very focused on a tactical level to a feature's coming out. Let's get the positioning ready, the messaging, let's launch. What's our demand gen campaign? Are we going to do a webinar? We get very lost in that very quick. And I understand that. I've done the same. But ultimately, coming back to some of the core questions, which is why I think product managers really play a crucial role. Why are we even developing this feature or product to begin with? Where did that come from? You know, what goal is it helping satisfy? What did we learn about our customers? And again, there's some overlap. So I'm not saying product managers fully own that, but the relationship owns that. What pain points are we solving? That's the first set of questions that actually do really impact a launch. Because it's through that we say, okay, if this is the why and this is why we're doing it, now we can start to talk about the actual launch. Because now we know, you know, I like to work off tiers for launches, tier one to typically tier four, tier one being the biggest launch. It's a new product. It's really going to impact company acquisition numbers, all of that. And that comes again from that why. Without having that clarity, and that's really between the product marketing and product manager relationship, you are kind of just, you know, shooting into thin air to like plan the launch. That's my opinion, is we really have to have that core in place.
And we kind of maybe covered this a little bit, but how can a PMM and a PM win together? Do they share the same goals, objectives, KPIs, maybe even OKRs if we're going into that level?
Yeah, I think there's some that overlap and I think there's some that don't. Some of the metrics that do overlap, I believe, one big one is product adoption. So at Brightcove, we actually, in product marketing, looked really closely at product adoption numbers, especially after we launched something new for the next 3, 6, 9 months, we tracked usage. And I would say that's a very collaborative effort and a metric that both product managers look at as well as product marketers. So I would say product adoption is one. I don't know what this actual metric will be called, but target persona, like success rate of actually reaching the right persona. Did we build for the right persona? That I believe needs to happen pre-launch, as in testing for that and looking at that carefully. But I would say that's an overlap as well between product managers and product marketers. And then there's a very big metric, overall business performance. Mm-hmm. How are we doing as a business? Product marketing and product managers, I think both have that goal, is to improve the numbers around retention, acquisition, maybe monetization, all of that. We share that. But the one I would say is most closely tied is probably product adoption. That's the one that came to mind first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more and more we're getting into our conversation, the more I see such the need to have that strong relationship with your product manager.
It really is. I think it's the first most important one in the company.
Agreed. And I mean, launches come. I think that there's a different approach to those as well. You know, the tiering system, I'm a fan of myself. I think it really helps establish, you know, how much energy and effort are we going to put to something maybe net new to the market versus something that we do need to maintain and ensure that increased adoption.
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, when we think of launches, we also need to not only think about a new feature, but how are we enhancing our existing features? That's also really important. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think we could continue diving down how best to foster and build these relationships for, you know, a lot longer.
Yeah.
But I'd love to maybe just ask you one final question and really kind of open it up to you. Is there anything that you really want to share with our listeners that we haven't covered yet so far? And you just like to leave some additional thoughts with those who are listening in on us?
I think, you know, I touched on it a little bit. I think the only thing I would say is to really try to have an open mindset about your work and where you're collaborating and where you're not collaborating. But I think, you know, I've seen a pattern with product marketers that we tend to really want to own things. And that's great. I believe in there's some things we do fully own. However, I think if we have a little bit more of an open mindset, it'll help everyone. It'll help build up better relationships with the teams that we work with. It'll help get the work done more successfully, quicker, more collaboratively. So I think my only kind of tip is try to keep more of an open mindset and less rigid thinking when it comes to some of the work that we do.
That's fantastic. Well, you heard it here first, everyone, from Shireen herself, her journey from a product manager, doing the research, doing that background into a product marketer, and flourishing now in her own consulting firm. Having that relationship with a product manager is super crucial. It takes time. Be flexible. Ask questions. Be curious. You'll get there. I've learned a lot from you today, Shireen. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Holly. This was so great. Thanks for having me.